Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Eyes on the Right podcast. I am your host, Amy, and I am thrilled to be here with you all today to talk about another topic that, well, this time it is a little bit disturbing. And yet I believe that these are some of the topics that we really need to confront and talk about and discuss as a community, because frankly, this is our world today. And many of you have seen the headlines in the last couple of weeks pulling in pastor, mega pastor, T.D. Jakes with Puff Daddy, the rapper. And, you know, it's been really disturbing to read some of the things going on. And yet it isn't anything new to our society. And so here we are in the culture today where there really is this idea of the great falling away. What does that look like? It's a great falling away from faith. And you have to, when you look at this in context of falling away, you have to be standing on something or sitting on something to fall from it, right? Envision yourself standing on a table. If you stand on a table and you fall away from it, well, you first have to be standing on something solid to then fall. Sometimes it's a fall that you don't see coming. And another times it's a fall that was slowly creeping in and crumbling beneath your feet until eventually you did fall. And so there's both sides to this. And I think that when we talk about this, we can kind of have a scriptural basis where we can build off of, and we can start to see and really pick up some red flags for some of those mega pastors, Christian influencers, TikTokers. Now we are not limited to going to a brick and mortar building where we sit and listen to a pastor. We now have the internet. And so anybody and everybody can prop themselves up as teachers of God's word, pastors, prophets, you name it. And this is the world we live in. And most people, especially people that have reached out to me, people that I counsel with, they do not know how to spot somebody that could potentially lead them into deception. And if we are not sharpened, if we are not discerning, if we do not have wise counsel around us in the days ahead, and be willing to face the hard truths, we will be deceived, because the Bible tells us that even the very elect, if it were possible, even the very elect would be deceived. And so it behooves us to bring up this conversation. And this is where I want to start today. So have you guys seen the article about T.D. Jakes and P. Diddy? The articles, the social media going around. Apparently, T.D. Jakes, who is a mega pastor in Dallas, Texas, he is a pastor of the Potter's House. He was mentioned in a lawsuit that associates him with Sean P. Diddy Combs. Now, this lawsuit filed by music producer for Combs' Bad Boy Records, Rodney Lil Rod Jones, accuses Combs and several of his associates of participating in, quote, sex trafficking venture. Now, we also have allegations from Cassie, who is an ex of P. Diddy. She apparently had some FBI, had some hard drives and some proof that said that tied T.D. Jakes to some of these P. Diddy parties. Now, I'm just going to read an article just to give you guys a little bit of a snippet for those of you that are like, what's going on here? Basically, according to this article, it says that Diddy did settle Cassie over her lawsuit for a whopping $100 million, and we thought everything had been buried forever, but it's about to get messy and scary for Diddy and his cronies, like prominent pastor T.D. Jakes. There has been an audio trending on the internet of Cassie handing over hardcore evidence of Diddy's nasty dealings with her and Kim Porter, burner phone as well. Also, there is allegedly some evidence, here we go, guys, in there incriminating T.D. Jakes. And if these pieces of evidence are anything to be taken seriously, then T.D. Jakes is in a mess. Diddy is friends with T.D. Jakes, and it's alleged that they did some stuff together, and all that and Cassie's alleged evidence has it all covered. Now, there's been some TikTokers that have gone online and talked about incriminating evidence against T.D. Jakes, and we do have to realize that these are allegations that can't be substantiated. And so you're taking pieces of this puzzle of the close affiliation that T.D. Jakes has with P. Diddy. And, you know, this is the part that it's hard to put a blanket statement. You know, people will say, well, where's your proof? Where's your proof? Sometimes, you guys, it is discernment and perceiving of a situation that makes you realize that it is true. And when you look at some of these things that P. Diddy has been involved in, when you look at the hip hop industry, when you look at the ties to how P. Diddy had potentially groomed Justin Bieber and other artists like Usher and these younger artists growing up, and you start to see these patterns being put together, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that something is not right. I mean, there have been so many testimonies. I remember when I first woke up around 2015, 2016, I remember listening to testimonies of anonymous producers and people in high-level positions in the hip-hop industry. And they were saying what went down in the music industry. And it was exactly what TD Jakes and P. Diddy are being accused of. It was exactly that, that this stuff happens all the time. And it's not heterosexual acts. It's the opposite. And so this is just infused in this environment. And it's a form of blackmail. It's a form of power and control over these up-and-coming musicians. And Justin Bieber comes to mind, and he is going to come into play as we start to kind of look at some of these other mega pastors that could potentially be false teachers. Because when you put the clues together and you start to see the love of the world that is just, it's just literally exuding out of these people, and you start to use scripture as a litmus test, as a baseline, there's really huge red flags with these people. And so going back to this idea of what happens in the hip hop industry and going back to P. Diddy, there are some really crazy allegations made about TD Jakes. And let's be honest, TD Jakes is often found hobnobbing with celebrities, you know, and Diddy is one of them. In fact, he was named America's best preacher by none other than Time Magazine. He's also known as one of the nation's most influential and mesmerizing preachers by the New York Times. And if any of you guys have been following me or doing your own research for any amount of time now, you realize that these major news sources are owned by the same people. There's about six or seven major companies that own everything. And if you don't realize now that the propaganda that is being pushed out through social media, through magazines, through news outlets, all of the above, if you don't realize that, there has to be a point where you have to start questioning if the information that they are putting out is true or not. And if you can say, no, I don't think it is, well, you're headed down the right track, because these people are lying to us point blank. And it's up to us, you guys, in these end days, in the days ahead, that we have to be able to perceive and discern what is truth and what isn't, because there's going to be people that are propped up and put in positions that are going to look really truthful. And those can be anybody from a mega pastor to a TikToker or an Instagram influencer that you happen to follow because you think they're really good people. Well, guess what? Some of them aren't. And in your naivete, you will be led astray. And this is my heart right now, because I do not want to be part of that confusion where people feel confused after hearing what I say or hearing what I post or seeing what I post. Don't believe me. You've got to do your own research. You have to know the Bible for yourself. You have to have a relationship with God. You can't, you know, swing in on your grandma's coattails just because she was a Christian or your mom was a Christian. You have to know him for yourself. And the perfect example is right here with TD Jakes. It took me some time to come out with this because I knew my heart. I was like, this guy is not who he says he is. And I'm going to tell you why I think that who he is pretty telltale based on his love of the world. So we're going to get to that in a minute. But going back to this article, talking about Cassie kind of making these allegations, and you know, there's some pretty credible people that are making prophecies online that are talking about the fall of TD Jakes. And one of these people that I'm thinking of specifically is, she has said that TD Jakes was given a double portion. And what does that mean? That means that God had anointed him a double portion, okay? Most get a portion of the anointing of God, but this man got a double portion. And when you look at T.D. Jakes, I remember listening to him, and there was a time where I really, really liked his short sermons, some of his kind of more inspirational talks. This was probably like 8 or 9 years ago, because there is something about him that is very charismatic. It is very powerful. When he talks, there is a certain tone in his voice that makes you want to listen and you're engaged. And this is the idea of kind of a double portion. And in this, in the words that this woman is saying, she has said that he is going to fall, and that God in his mercy has been giving him time to turn around and repent for what he's done in the dark. And she's even said, you know, the Lord is going to turn him over to whom he serves. And it's not God. It's not God, the creator, whom he's serving. And you can see this in the subtleties. There's a picture of him and P. Diddy where P. Diddy is like leaning on his shoulder, and he's doing the mudra, the downward triangle, and around his waistline. And this is the idea of the hand gesture that is the female gesture. And you can call him a mudra. When you flip it to above the head, it looks like the Illuminati triangle. And these are actually mudras that are signs to not only invoke an energy, the female energy, but also it's a sign of an allegiance to the society that they're a part of. And I believe that T.D. Jakes is a Freemason. I think that P. Diddy is also in a secret society. He is an Illuminati. He is a Freemason. And to me, in my mind, when I say all of these societies, they overlap to me because they're so similar that to try to like pick out the different nuances of each one is just, it's for time's sake, they're basically all the same thing. And so most celebrities, most high level politicians, and even the Pope and artists, celebrities, they are part of a secret society. They're part of a brotherhood. And T.D. Jakes is no different. Just to give you guys an example, when you look at T.D. Jakes, he is one of the most richest pastors in the world. In fact, it is said that he makes upwards of $150 million. $150 million, you guys. Any of you that know the Bible, ask yourself this question. What do you think Jesus thinks about that? What do you think he thinks about a pastor, a shepherd of the flock, collecting $150 million, partying with a rapper named P. Diddy, who has been known to sexually harass and potentially traffic people, who has been participating in debauchery and drugs and singing about the likes, who has had multiple marriages, multiple children, who has been known to groom young men in the industry? What do you think Jesus thinks about that when his pastor, his leader, is hobnobbing with them? And Oprah. Look at Oprah. I mean, everybody thinks Oprah is squeaky clean. And yet Oprah is tied to all the major people. She's tied to none other than John of God, the man who was doing all sorts of heinous things and sex trafficking and getting women impregnated and doing this kind of supernatural demonic healing. She's been tied to all these people. And in fact, it really looks like P. Diddy was one of those people that could potentially be like an Epstein. There's been rumors that he's had in all of his houses, there's video cameras in each room. I mean, what are those for? I mean, even that, like, why is T.D. Jakes hanging out with a man like this? Why is he hanging out with presidential leaders that support abortion and, you know, are greedy and not leading our country well? Why is he hanging out with the likes of Oprah, who believes in Deepak Chopra and New Ageism? Why is he partnering and yoking with these people? He's also really good friends with Tyler Perry. He's good friends with Will Smith. Will Smith openly kisses his son, and there's rumors of them having some sort of ancestral relationship. I mean, guys, we've got to start critically looking at this. And we also have to say, this isn't judging. We're not judging his heart, but what we are doing is perceiving and discerning and having wisdom to mark and avoid. And it came to a point with TD Jakes for me personally, because as many of you have heard, I did the podcast on false teachers. And I said, you know, I really warned against people just going out there and just calling anybody and everybody a false teacher. However, there are times after prayer and after waiting and seeing if this is something that could potentially mislead people, that there is a time to bring this to the light. And this isn't any secret. TD Jakes, it's not a secret. It's all starting to come out. And I do believe that a lot of this is going to come out, and he's going to do everything he can to hide it. He's going to use all those millions of dollars that he has to hide the allegations of young men and boys and others who have been potentially abused by him. How a preacher can stand up and be doing things in the dark that are nefarious and horrible acts, and then stand on a stage and say, I am a man of God. I don't know. That's a whole different level. And again, time will tell. We will see. But in the interim, we have got to start looking at these people and saying, are their actions meeting up with what they're saying? Are they are calling them themselves pastors. Are their actions meeting what they say? So when TD Jakes was called out on this, he came out and he did a sermon. And I'm going to read this article headline. It says, TD Jakes, if everything was true, all I got to do is repent sincerely from my heart, but I ain't got to repent about this. So he's denying it. He's saying he doesn't have to repent. He's saying there's nothing true in this, and time will tell. Time will absolutely tell. And so we just need to watch and pray. And if there is anything in him that will turn and truly repent and come clean for what he's done and the millions of people that he's misled and potentially victims of him, I mean, time will tell. So like I said, we just have to kind of watch and wait and see. But being accused of being what they said is a, in quote, power bottom at these sex parties, those are pretty big allegations. And one of the ways that I think that we can spot people that are potentially false teachers is we have to look and ask the question, do they look like the rest of the world? Do they look different, or do they look like the rest of the world? One of the verses that really sticks out to me in terms of looking like the world is Matthew 6:24. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. You can't. You can't be $150 million man and serve the Lord. It doesn't work that way. Imagine how many people he could help. And he does. He has charities, but those are tax write-offs, you guys. He has a 501(c) where he gets tax write-offs for these things. And so before you start saying, oh, he's doing a whole lot of good, you got to start asking, like, does he look more like the world than he does like a humble shepherd of God? I don't think there's anything about him that's humble. And you know, it's just one of those things. Hebrews 13:5 says, keep your life free from the love of money and be content with what you have. For he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Proverbs 15:27, whoever is greedy for unjust gain troubles his own household, but he who hates bribes will live. And 1 John 2:15, do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Can we ask, does TD Jakes love the world? Absolutely, he does. He looks just like the world. He looks like the P. Diddy's and the Oprah's and, you know, the Tyler Perry's. He's got the, you know, $1 million suits on and drives the nice cars and, you know, the multi-million-dollar home. I mean, he looks just like the world. So that's up for you guys to decide. But we're going to kind of move on, because I want to make a couple other tie-ins before we move into some other things. But another pastor that I think is worth mentioning is Stephen Furtick. Stephen Furtick is the pastor of Elevation Church on the East Coast. I believe it's the Carolinas, one in North Carolina, I believe. Anyway, his mentor, who he looks up to and who he is closely yoked to, is Pastor TD Jakes. And he has been saying how much he loves TD Jakes. Anybody that has ever had any good sermons he has gotten them from TD Jakes. I mean, this is how far this guy goes, just his love for TD Jakes. And he literally idolizes him. There's a lot of symbolism that I found with Stephen Furtick, and you can see the transformation in him. He has really transformed into that mega pastor kind of role. And he was actually at this last Easter service, somebody that worked for him, they said that they didn't want to put words in like resurrection or sacrifice or things like that that would bring about any sort of setting apart for people that would want to come to the Easter service, because they didn't want to basically offend them, if I can paraphrase. And so they omitted several key words that were associated with Easter. And it's like, how else can we just settle in and just get comfortable in the world and, you know, look like the rest of the world? And Stephen Furtick is no different, in my opinion. And another mega pastor that kind of ties in with even Justin Bieber and TD Jakes, it's this big circle. You guys can see all the connections, right? Like, can you see them all connected somehow when you start to look? But Judah Smith is a pastor of Church Home, and he used to fly down to Los Angeles and do sermons on, I believe they were Wednesday nights. And I went to one of them and I really liked Judah. This was, again, probably like 8 years ago before I really woke up to everything and actually became sober. And, you know, the scales started to fall off my eyes. And he is closely linked to Justin Bieber. In fact, Justin and him are hanging out. They do stuff together all the time. They've gone on stage together. And who else sits on the board of directors on Judah Smith's church? It's TD Jakes. And so, guys, it's one big connection. It's one big boys club. And now I want to talk about this quickly, because a lot of people ask me, like, how does this happen? I mean, how do they kind of fall from grace? Like, TD Jakes was said to potentially have this double anointing, right? How do they fall from grace? And I think, this is my opinion, but I do think a lot of them start out with the heart to serve. But somewhere along the line, maybe they were blackmailed. Maybe they went to a party with a celebrity and someone put something in their drink or gave them something and videotaped them and blackmailed them, which happens all the time. Then they feel as if they're stuck. Then they feel as if any of this gets out, my family could die. My career could die. I mean, the blackmail allegations that are tied to some of these Epsteins and potentially P. Diddy's are, your family will die. We'll kill your family if you do not do what we say. And so I think a lot of these people, they get blackmailed and they end up kind of serving the agenda. Lukewarm sermons, preaching prosperity, just subtleties that if you weren't on it and you weren't really walking with the Lord, you would just kind of dismiss. It's kind of this like lukewarm type Christianity where you can live like the world, but also be a Christian. Now, I also think that many of them are plants. I think that they come out of these kind of Jesuit run schools that teach them how to be pastors, and they are Freemason plants from the get-go. Others, I think, are, again, I think that it's money that persuades them into this life. And I think because there is a lack of accountability and we are propping our pastors up as idols instead of looking to them as teachers and leaders and mere men, I think that they get prideful. I think that money gets in the way. And I think that somewhere along the line, they allow that kind of crack or that foothold, and the enemy gets in and creates a wedge. And in that deception, they fall. Pride comes before the fall, the Bible says. And so I do think a lot of this is pride. It's ego, it's pride. It's, man, I can deliver a message, you know? And this is the problem today with people online, is we have all of these people who think that they're teachers and think that they're, you know, TikTok pastors and influencers. And because they have you know, a decent following, anywhere from 5,000 to 90,000 people, they think that because of that following that they are saying the right things. And that is not necessarily true, you guys. It isn't. I know sometimes that comes off a little harsh. I know sometimes the truth, it does divide. And there has to be people out there that say, you know what? We've got to be aware. We have got to shine the light when appropriate in a bold but loving way and say, please be on guard, because so many people are getting led astray by people online that they have no idea their background. They don't know if they don't know what's operating in them. They don't know how long they've been a Christian. They don't know that you guys, there are people that have massive bondage that are turning around and saying and giving instruction and trying to disciple and heal and minister people. And they are clearly in bondage themselves. And what happens is there becomes this kind of transference of these demonic spiritual attacks. And that's how the enemy gets in. You let your guard down, you're fractured, you're unable to discern right from wrong. And in that deception, you get even more deceived. So this isn't about fear, guys. This isn't a fear-based podcast, and I don't want my Instagram to be fear-based. It's not about that, but it is about being wise. It's about perceiving what's in front of you and making a good decision. Do we realize that on a daily basis, we make judgment calls? We make a judgment call if that person is going to stop at that red light or not. You make a judgment call whether this person is trustworthy enough to take care of your child. We all judge on a daily basis in every facet of our life. It's not about judging. It's about discerning and being wise and not stepping into situations or coming under a teaching where we allow people like the TD Jakes or the social media influencers to pour into us, to feed us what they want to serve us. We've got to be able to feed ourselves with the Word of God. And so this is just more of a warning and a discerning that in the days ahead, the deception is just going to get even worse. And so going back to Judah Smith, he delivered some really great sermons back in the day. He had some really powerful, powerful sermons. And I think he is compromised. I think he is. And I do feel sorry for Justin Bieber. I think that a lot of these celebrities have been exposed to mind control. They've been exposed to satanic ritual abuse. And many of them have been blackmailed and they feel like there is no way out. This is why you see many of them go crazy, because their programming breaks down, because they try to reach out and no one listens to them, or they have this triggering in them and they have this programming in them that, you know, is crying out for help, but they feel stuck. And I think that Justin Bieber is one of those people. He clearly is struggling. He clearly is giving a mixed message. And if you listen to the interview I just did with Kay, she says that's one of the main ways to tell if people have been involved in mind control or satanic ritual abuse or just traumatic abuse and programming, is there's a conflict. You know, you see Justin singing his heart out on a stage, but he's singing about him. He's singing about his relationship, how he feels, instead of about worshiping the one true God. And then you see him at Coachella kissing Will Smith's son. I mean, there's so many conflicts. And if you're a new believer and you're not able to kind of discern, or you're a backslidden believer or someone that's lukewarm, like I was, like there's no way I'd be able to discern what is good and what is bad, because I'm not sharp enough. And so you really need to have that one person too that kind of holds you accountable. You know, I have a few people in my life that I know that if they say, hey, just pray about that, or be really careful with that, or this is something I noticed, pray about it, I don't stand up and get triggered by that. I don't buck up against them and say, how dare you? No, I take what they say and I listen. You guys, start to listen to the wise counsel in your life. If someone comes to you and says, hey, maybe you should think about this church that you're attending or this teacher that you're listening to or this biblical eschatology that you're following. If someone comes to you and says that or brings to mind something that maybe doesn't sit right, you should listen to them because that could save you from a lot of heartache and a lot of deception down the line. And so just kind of finishing up on the mega pastors, many of us know Hillsong, the founder of Hillsong, Brian Houston, covered up allegations and just the pedophile offenses of his father, Frank. And this is the church that we are in today. This is the church that America has and Australia has. And this is why the Bible says there's going to be this falling away. There's a separation of the wheat and the tares that even if it were possible, the very elect could be deceived. How could that be possible? How could it be possible? You guys, it's because we're not aware. We're not vigilant. We're not discerning and judging with a righteous heart. We're looking at these people and we're just lapping it up. And there has to come a point where we say enough is enough. There should be one or two people that you test, that you really allow to pour into you. And you should still test them. You should still say, God, if there's anything I'm missing here, show me, because I don't want to be deceived. I don't want to fall away. I don't want to be one of those potential elect that in the end, I will be misled. None of us want that, you guys, none of us. And so another example in the recent news is there was a men's conference and there was an ex-stripper that was invited there. And apparently he did this whole dance and stuff on the stage and a pastor called him out, a pastor named Mark Driscoll. And basically all I have to say about that is even if the church had no idea that this guy used to be a male stripper, how do you even justify having him scantily dressed pole dancing at a men's Christian conference? Period. Like, how do you even rationalize that where you think that is okay to have at a men's conference? And what men want to see that? Like, what heterosexual Christian man would sit at a conference and want to see a pole dancing shirtless guy? I mean, I don't think anybody. And so if anyone should be making an apology, it should be the pastor that runs that church, or what about the person that hired this guy? Like, my goodness, to me, it seems like common sense. And yet here we are, you guys, here we are. We are at this stage in America, in our churches, where anything goes. There is a great falling away. There is now same-sex marriages going on in churches. There is just this idea of, to me, it just looks like this melding pot of whatever you want Christianity to be, it will be. And as we kind of move into these end days and we look at this idea of kind of the great apostasy, right? The falling away, it comes from 2 Thessalonians, it talks about it, and it says this, 2 Thessalonians 2, 1-3, it says, "Now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, we ask you not to be soon shaken in mind or troubled, either by spirit or by word or by letter, as if from us, as though the day of Christ had come. Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first, and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition." The man and the son. And so there is going to be a man who is going to be revealed, a literal man. And we have to come to this understanding that before this happens, there is a falling away. And the falling away, guys, if we want to be literal about it, has started since the fall in the garden. There's been a falling away, right? That's why they call it. You have to be in right standing to fall. And so the idea here in this verse is the falling away. The falling away from what? The falling away of true Christ followers, true believers in God's word. They're standing on it and then they fall. And I know this might rattle a few cages, but the fact of the matter is there can be a fall. You can turn away from what God called you to do and serve another master. And when you look at a guy like T.D. Jakes, if we think he's just going to get a golden ticket for boasting and bulking himself up to be this mega pastor, and if those allegations are true and he doesn't repent, does he get to just get a golden ticket to heaven, even though he's serving another master? I don't know. That's something that you guys have to work out in your own salvation with fear and trembling. I have my own ideas about that, and maybe we'll do a podcast on that one day because it deserves a deeper conversation. But when we look at this falling away, we have to first look at ourselves individually. Are you prideful? Are you unteachable? Do you think you know it so well that nobody can penetrate that wall in your mind to teach you something? And many of you are probably sitting here thinking, yeah, I'm pretty teachable. Are you? If I came to you right now and challenged you on your theology and challenged you on some of the people that you're listening to and maybe your favorite pastors and maybe some of your favorite celebrity artists that are Christians or calling themselves Christians, if I challenged you on that, what would you do? I know for myself, when I was challenged on certain things years ago, there was part of me that got triggered until a time came when I did not seek wise counsel and I did not listen to people that warned me about a certain experience in my life. And I had to pay for that. And so if you can do anything, heed wise counsel. Heed the counsel of those that are mature Christians. And by mature, I mean, they have the fruit. They've been walking in the faith longer than 3 years or 4 years. Like, they have been in the faith for a good 20 years. They are the elders. They are the teachers. They are the ones that have some experience under their belt to give you good, wise counsel. They're self-controlled. They're mature. They're patient. They're kind. They're loving. Those are the people, you guys, that you want to go to, and you want to ask them for wise counsel. You don't want to ask your favorite TikToker. You don't want to ask somebody on Instagram who you have no clue. It blows my mind sometimes when people reach out to me and ask really deep personal questions. I mean, I'm humbled. I really am. But you don't know me, right? And I know the kind of person I am that I try to be. I know that I love the Lord and I try to honor him in everything that I do. But the point is we can't be that naive to think that we could be misled by someone that we trust. And so you look at yourself, there's going to be trials coming for us as Christians. There will be, that's a guarantee. And whatever your belief system is on the end days, I do believe that there is going to be some trials for those of us that call themselves true believers in Christ. And if you're not mentally and spiritually prepared for that, you will be deceived. You could be one of those people that could fall away. And so how do you preserve your mind? How do you preserve your heart and your soul for that day when that trial comes? You know it yourself. You know it yourself. So if that internet goes down and you have your hard copy of your Bible, you have what you need. That's all you need. You need nothing else except the Word of God. And if you have that, the chances of you being deceived are less than if you don't have that. And so, of course, there's always going to be the idea that, you know, you could potentially fall into the temptation of sin. But if you're sharpened and you're aware and you have wise counsel and you have a true relationship with Jesus and you walk with him, not just say you do, not just read a verse every day off the Bible app and just kind of move on. No, I'm talking like a deep study, a deep verse by verse study, separating of the wheat and the tares. I mean, this is a tough one, guys. There's, when we look at this idea in the end of this new world order or emerging of the religions, it's pretty, to me, it's starting to pan out pretty good, because what's happening is there's this falling away where you look and you say, that's evil, that's good. But a lot of us are missing the light aspect of the false light. We're missing the Luciferianism. We're missing the light religion. I'm air quoting. Those that say peace, peace, unity, unity. Jesus came to bring the sword. The truth divides. It doesn't unite all the time. And this is a misconception. And so if you're seeing the blatant Satanism, you know, it's the pitchfork, it's devil horns. We know that's Satanism. But what about the false light? What about Lucifer, the light bearer? What about the angels coming as ministers of light? They look really good. Are you guys paying attention to those people? Are you paying attention to the people that the world loves? Are you paying attention to the slight nuances that pull in New Ageism, that pull in mysticism, that pull in contemplative prayer, that pull in yoga and tantric chakra work? Are you paying attention to those people that are slightly off and there's something about them that you're like, what is it? And guess what, guys? It takes time for the wheat to grow with the tares. It takes time to recognize if somebody is truly who they say they are. The Bible says that in the end, many will say, I cast out devils in your name. And Jesus is going to say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. How could that be? Because they weren't really walking with him. They were false light workers. And this is where I think we're heading. I think that we know what Satanism is, but do you know what Luciferianism is? Do you know what the lukewarm, nicely packaged, still satanic, still the devil, but looks a little different? Do you know? And I believe that in the end days, there's going to be this uniting of this one world religion. And I believe that we're going to probably go back to somewhat of the old law, because most of the major religions in the world, whether it's Christianity under Catholicism or Judaism or Islam, they all have the similar beliefs in some of the patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses. They all have some sort of a Ten Commandment that's built into their belief system. And how are we going to unite? The Bible says he'll say peace, peace. And when they say peace, what do you think is going to happen? I don't know. Some food for thought, you guys. And there's going to be a separation. There's going to be some times where the truth is going to divide you and your family. It's going to divide you. And just because it divides you and your family isn't there yet, or they're thinking a different way, it doesn't mean that you can't love them. It just means that you have to stand firm on the word of God, because you do not want to be swept away. You do not want to fall away, like the Bible tells us that some will in the end days. I hope that you learned some things. I hope that this encouraged you, because I do like to leave you guys with hope. And you know, that's part of this podcast, is encouraging you, because we don't have to live in a state of fear. We don't have to live like something bad is going to happen, that, oh no, we're going to fall away. We don't operate in fear, but we do operate in wisdom and discernment and perceiving the potential of a trap, of a snare. And part of that is righteously judging people that call themselves believers in Christ. And so I challenge you guys, continue to test, continue to pray, continue to wait, and God will show you if someone truly loves him or not. So I hope you all have a good day, and we will see you next time.